Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Anti-Semitism is the cause of the killing of millions of Jews in the past and in the future as well. That's the headline. David James comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We know that the Holocaust is a direct consequence of anti-Semitism. David, how would you trace the source of anti-Semitism biblically?
Anti-Semitism, I would say, is a direct result of what we could call Satan's war against God. And this war began when Satan, the highest of God's angels, at that time known as Lucifer, he was a beautiful and powerful cherub, and he first rebelled against God, as described in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. And again, known as Lucifer before his fall, this powerful angel decided that he would set himself above God. The reason Lucifer became angry and prideful was that God had made Adam, a mere human, someone less powerful, to be God's regent over the creation instead of Lucifer. And so he became God's adversary, which is exactly what Satan means in the Hebrew. In Genesis 3:15, after the fall of Adam and Eve, God warned Satan that an offspring of the woman would defeat him. And there was an attempt to prevent that when fallen angels tried to corrupt the entire human race, as recorded in Genesis 6. And God spared only the uncorrupted family of Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. And one of his sons was named Shem. And we get the word Semitic from his name. Because of the language judgment at Babel, the world was divided into many nations, and God raised up a new nation through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were descendants of Shem, and this became God's chosen people, Israel. So then Satan focused his attention against the Israelites because they were God's chosen people, and it quickly became clear that it was God's intention for Israel, the Jews, to rule the world through a descendant of David, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Savior, the one who would defeat Satan and fulfill Genesis 3:15. So this is what anti-Semitism is about, Satan using people in his war against God and his chosen people.
David James with the details of the origins of anti-Semitism. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David's history lesson on anti-Semitism helps us to understand the cause for the Holocaust of World War II, and at the same time gives us the reason that God's word calls for another Holocaust in the future. That's found in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. And at that time, two out of every three Jews will be killed during the tribulation period yet future. We must warn Jewish people of the time of Jacob's trouble to come. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...